RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to Carson Anderson here on 97.1. Kang is in for Doug. Doug will be back next week. Well, Kang's here every day, but Kang's joining me today with Doug being out, a much more pronounced role with the show. So we always appreciate it. Getting back to our discussion that we started the show with regarding the officiating, and particularly it's interference calls. And does the league have, does the NFL have an interference issue? Because it seems like it's just kind of arbitrary when they're calling it. There are some plays where it looks like it's blatantly obvious that's an interference and there's no flag, like late in the game last night. Atwell is clearly has a chance to make a play and the defensive back grabs his arm with both hands and there's no flag. And then we've seen it also where there's no interference. It doesn't look like there's interference, and they'll throw a flag for it. And we saw that happen against the Lions in the Pittsburgh game and also against Pittsburgh in that game. I thought there was DK Metcalf got called for a pass interference call that I didn't think was interference, and then he had the very questionable offensive pass interference calls against the Lions on that last drive. I did think that the St. Brown won to end the game. I did think that he got a pretty good piece of the defensive back pushing him backwards. I didn't have as much of a problem with that one as I did with the Tesla getting called for it. And even then, for me, it didn't bother me as much, but I know that people were very bothered by that. National people and the pundits were saying that there's no way that should have been interference. So I asked the question, 248-539-9797, same number to text as well. Does the league have a problem when it comes to pass interference? Do they not know what they're doing? Do they have to come up with a uniform policy to get everybody on board with this is how we call it? Because as Kang pointed out earlier in the show, it looks like it's different crew by crew, and it might be different, you know, official by official. And that's the problem. Like in baseball, every umpire has their own strike zone, and it can be maddening. But the part that gets really maddening in baseball is when the umpires stray from what they've called. If what was called a strike in the first inning is called a ball in the eighth inning, that's a problem. There has to be the consistency. And I think the same thing goes with football and with pass interference. You've got to find some kind of consistency. Some feedback coming in. Being a back judge is one of the most difficult things in sports. I'm not saying they're perfect by any means, but I challenge anyone who criticizes it. Well, I'm sure it's a difficult job.
I'm personally not saying I could do it better. What I'm saying is they need to find people that can do it better, which would not be me. Yeah. Maybe an idea I have is there's got to be more former football players becoming refs and umpires because they've played the game. They know how fast it is. And by the way, they're younger. You know, I mean... Yeah. I feel like the refs and umpires in the league have gotten younger, but a lot of times you see a lot of older guys out there, and is the reaction time faster? Their eyesight is good? I don't know, but I feel like that would help. Also, going back to what I feel about how I think they just call sometimes what they think they see or what they feel like calling. If you watch a lot of podcasts or listen to a lot of podcasts, a lot of former athletes and players feel the same way, and they're playing the game. This is just me viewing it, but the guys playing the game feel like...
Yeah.
sometimes they're just calling stuff and they don't, it's whatever they feel like, you know, it's not an actual following the letter of the law or the rule book. And so sometimes they'll call and sometimes they won't. So how are you supposed to play that as a, you know, as a player?
Let's go to the phones. Ken is next up here at 97.1. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Gator. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you.
So I was thinking the same thing when I was watching that game last night, and I kind of was thinking what bothers me about the pass interference is, you know, you got the human factor of the refs, right? And I don't think that's ever going to change. I don't think you're always going to get everybody on the same page. But what if you changed the penalty? I mean, pass interference, it came into the league, I looked while I was on hold, 1977. This is not the same game as it was in 1977. And you get, what, 15 yards from the spot of the foul. You get an automatic first down. You know, guys are heaving it, you know, a Hail Mary in the end zone. And if you get pass interference, it's first down on the goal line. What if it was just like a 5-yard penalty?
Yeah, I mean, somebody brought that up earlier. And thanks for the call, Ken. If it's ruled like they do it in college, that it's no longer a spot foul, it's a penalty. Whether it's 10 yards or 15 yards or whatever you want to call it. What if it's just ruled that way? Does that change the game? I mean, it changes some strategy for sure. You know, you're not going to have, I suppose it's not as punitive to the defense if there's a pass interference call in the end zone. You're trying to defend a touchdown. It's just a penalty, and here comes 15 yards marched off. Team needs a touchdown. They don't need the field goal. They get another crack at it because it'd be a penalty. But as King points out, the NFL loves offense. The offense is money, and the NFL is all about making money. So that's not likely to change.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I meant to, when I read the previous text, I cut it off, which is my mistake. So here's what it said in full. Being a back judge is one of the most difficult things in sports. I'm not saying they're perfect by any means, but I challenge anyone who criticizes them to go ref a game or two at any level. Yes, the NFL refs should be the best in the world, and I promise you they are. It's just insanely difficult to be perfect at. Seeing calls during replay is easy. Now, that's full context. And I would agree that, yes, watching things in replay is a heck of a lot easier than out there on the field. Yeah, I'm not able to go out there and call the game, nor do I have any desire to go out there and call the game. What I expect is that the officials that are out there are going to do it to the best of their ability. And I understand the calls are going to be missed from time to time. But you get plays like last night where there's an isolated, you got one official who's there specifically looking at this play and he's in position to make it and doesn't throw a flag on something that's blatant, no matter what angle you look at it. And that's where the issues are coming in. And I do think that there's too much subjectivity of what interference is. I get the feeling that if you put the officials in a room and ask them individually or have them take a test, and it's with video evidence, is this interference, is this not interference, that you're not going to get, you know, 30 to nothing and everybody's voting the same way. You're going to get a much different ruling on things because it's not uniform. It's not enough. And I think that's a big problem. The officiating problem in the NFL is less than humans. It's less the humans and more the convoluted rules. Simplify the rules and you'll see better outcomes. That's Kevin in Wixom. Maybe, But maybe then that's just getting down a slippery slope. And now that you get that, you know, handled, now can you fine tune it? And that's where I guess you start to blur the lines a little bit. Nonetheless, I do think it's an issue in the NFL. I think pass interference in particular is an issue. I think they knew it was an issue years ago, and that's why they decided to make it reviewable. And then they realized it was just too much to take on, and they took it away from being reviewable. Maybe it's something that has to be revisited, and they review it again. Or is this something where replay assist helps out a little bit more and when the referees can throw the flag or not? 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.